Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moore. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Canseco. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Canseco steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gladden hits a line drive beyond third. Riles can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bush strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Gladden. The throw from Steinbach and he is out. Blankenship applying the tag. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Puckett hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to third. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maguire hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Riles hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Tapani. Wilson moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett throws the ball into Harbeck, who tags Henderson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Mark Maguire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maguire is 0 for 1 in the game. Maguire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harbeck moves to third. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Davis for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blankenship is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Blankenship. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Blankenship steals second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Gagne. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Gagne steals second. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive beyond short. Gallego can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gagne scores. Bush moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bush scores. Puckett moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a line drive beyond short. Gallego can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Harper moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to third for the out. Pagliarulo moves to second. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Scott Hammond pinch runs for Mark McGuire. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hammond scores. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Lance Blankenship. Larry Cajun now pitching. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cajun fires to first and picks off Riles. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cajun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallego is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Hammond now playing second base. Jamie Quirk now playing first base. Joe Klink now pitching. Shane Mack pinch hits for Randy Bush. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quirk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mack for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2. And the Twins too. The Athletics will come to bat. Shane Mack now playing center field. Kirby Puckett now playing right field. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Dave Henderson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Wilson. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Harold Baines, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines is walked intentionally. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles juggles the ball. That's an error on Riles. Al Newman pinch runs for Brian Harper. Scott Leo's pinch hits for Mike Pagliarulo. Scott Leo's, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. There goes Newman. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Hammond applying the tag. Two outs. Scott Leo's is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Leo's takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo's moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a line drive beyond second. Hammond can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Leo's scores. Knobloch moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. John Briscoe now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Knobloch moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gladden is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Newman now playing third base. Junior Ortiz now catching. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Doug Jennings pinch hits for Scott Hammond. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jennings strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Manrique pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gallego is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallego hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.